Through the investigative process and an extensive and exhausting process, our officers have concluded, based on the facts that they now know, that the initial call was fabricated.
That's Phoenix Police Sergeant Mercedes Fortune talking to KTAR last night after we learned that the couple made up that 18-month-old girl in the back of their truck out of thin air. Sergeant Fortune, by the way, will join us live on Arizona's Morning News in about a half hour to talk about this case, which had us on edge at our house yesterday. In the meantime, let's chat with wannabe detective Chad Benson of Gatos.
Excuse me,
and Chad.
I'm the third Hardy boy.
You're the third Hardy boy?
Okay. I told us, Otis, you know, by right? the way, I did a 10K with Parker Stevens one time.
Otis Hardy. This story sounded weird from the get-go, though, and I can't find evidence that an official Amber Alert was issued, although some outlets had it. What do you make of all this?
You know, it broke during our show yesterday, and Gatos was very upset because then they said they found the couple, but there was no baby. Gatos was like, where's the baby?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying that much attention because there wasn't the Amber Alert, and we kind of broke with the news. Why? Like, did they report it, or did somebody essentially do, remember swatting that was popular a few years ago?
Yes.
Or did somebody decide, you know what, I'm going to say that this thing was hijacked and somebody carjacked this and just made that up, and this couple had no idea what was going on?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe the truck wasn't even stolen in the first place.
Maybe somebody thought they would be funny and made a phone call and said these people stole this car and there was a child inside. And the reality is those people were just driving around. They didn't even make up the call. They were just driving around doing their own thing.
I will say this. That truck looked like such a piece of garbage.
Yeah, nobody would steal that truck.
It's like, why would you? Why now they're going to face jail time for, you know, false reporting. Why would you
or
go to all that
reported
trouble?
It.
Yeah. No, they did say that the couple.
They did?
The couple was the ones who said
why
it.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
We live in a time. Right, I think we live in a time now where it's all about look at me. What can you do? Look at me. Everybody look at me. Instagram, right? Facebook Live, Twitter, look at me. How every tragedy is about me. That's the whole thing. People are desperate for attention. Yeah.
They said they made it up so they get the truck back that much sooner. That's what eventually they told investigators. Can you believe that?
Why would you want to do that? I wouldn't even say, let's not even pretend it was stolen.
But I'll be honest with you. And listen, this is not a retrospect, oh, I was so smart. I honestly, from the very start, I was like, okay, they're not calling them parents.
Yeah.
They're calling them guardians. They're calling them caregivers.
Yeah.
They left this made up out of thin air 18-month-old girl in the truck with a couple they just met.
Yeah.
I was like, this just, the whole thing just sounds,
it felt
smells
weird.
Funky.
Although people, you know, people who have issues mentally and people who have drug issues do stuff like that, right? Like they, you know, hey, can you watch my kid?
And they don't all hang out near QT, although, you know.
It's a hot mess. The whole thing was a hot mess. And now you're going to be in some serious trouble. And the question's going to be, why?
Yeah.
I think about all of, there was what, 50 officers scouring Phoenix for this truck that were all taken off of their, you know, regular beats to go look for this child that never existed.
You think, are they going to charge those people with the man hours that it took?
I don't know. False reporting.
Because based on the look of the truck and everything else, I'm sure they've got that. That's pocket change for them.
Right. They have tape around the passenger window.
Best trucks do.
Wow.
That's one of the new features right now.
All right. We got to talk about something else with Chad Benson, and that is the Cardinals, the 2021 schedule's out. Starts in Nashville, ends at home against Seattle. In between, it's got three primetime games. But here's what I think's really interesting. The first primetime game doesn't happen until October 28th, week 8. Do you think the Packers will be here for Thursday Night Football. Do you think the NFL's going, let's wait and see how for real the Cardinals are before we put them on primetime?
No, because by then the schedule's already made. The only time they can flex is, I think, it's the last three weekends. So the Christmas Day thing is done.
Yeah, there's a Christmas Day game.
The Thursday night game is done. They can't flex unless it's usually a Sunday night game is the flex opportunity.
But that's what I'm saying is they're waiting to see if, you know, let's wait until almost Halloween to find out if the Cardinals are for real before they actually end up on primetime, at least as far as the written schedule goes.
Yeah, well, I mean, those games aren't going to change. You're not going to go
right, right, right.
Yeah. But I look and I think, you know, I mean, look, it's make or break here for these two. Kyler Murray and
Cliff
Kingsbury.
Yeah.
this is it. You guys are tied at the hip as you go, right? So goes the franchise right now. And the opportunity, I think people, last year, if you would have told everybody, hey, you guys are going to be close to the playoffs, and people said, okay, that's cool. That's a big improvement. But seeing the way it finished, now this year people are looking and going, all right, those expectations are real now. And you're in a division that is full of talent. Oh, let's be real. The Rams have reloaded. Yeah. Yeah. They've got a guy that is hungry.
Yeah.
They've got a guy they think can take him up. Seattle is always Seattle.
Yeah.
And you got Russell Wilson. And San Francisco's the wild card because, let's be real, a couple years ago they're in the Super Bowl, injuries and a few other things. Now they feel they're on a path. You may be in the toughest division top to bottom. People are looking. If you
I
don't
think
get
it was the toughest division last year. So, it's just part two. But the Cardinals, they can compete, man, if they play up to what they're supposed to.
Did you look at all the schedule?
Yeah.
I looked at the fourth week, and you look and you think, Tom Brady, Super Bowl champion, back in Foxborough.
Yeah.
If
he
blows
fun, right?
out the Patriots, what does that do?
Yeah, I don't know, man. You sell your razor fortune at that point, I think.